Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. So nice to have you with us this evening. We'll be with you for the next hour. And let's see, here we are now, April the 27th on the West Coast, April the 28th on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. We got a little bit of late start tonight, but shows were running a little behind. That's why we're here a couple of minutes late. So never fret if for some reason you're not picking up the show or there's a snafu. You can trust that we're setting things up. We had some trouble last week. In case you missed some shows, we got knocked off the air one night twice, and I think we had problems at the server level. And then we had internet problems with our communications, and it's interesting how that happens when the truth is coming out. And we're going to be revealing some truth tonight with our guest. He was on recently, and we talked about health issues, believe it or not. And if you've been listening to this show and you haven't taken some steps to have some protection, and we're not trying to fear-monger, because we know that there's a real crazy thing going on right now, which we're going to talk about in a moment. Anyway, if you haven't done that, you may want to pay extra close attention to tonight's show. It just so happens that with all of this new information coming out right now, information that occurred over a month ago in Mexico is just coming out in the news in the last couple of days. And all of the media is picking up on it at the same time. And we want you to pay attention to tonight's conversation, because we're going to show you why we feel that this is all planned. This is planned. The information is leaked in a lot of cases. Our guest tonight is familiar with some of that information. And what we're experiencing right now in terms of this scare called a swine flu pandemic, we're going to get into some details on that and reveal to you what we feel is really going on. And you may find that it's not as dire as it seems. With that, I want to welcome tonight's guest. He is a health consultant. He's an herbalist, a historian. In fact, let's see, do we have another H? We'd have a 4-H club member here. anyway, he's also a musician and a former chemist, even, with IBM Corporation. My good friend, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to Evident Footprints.
Hello, Don. Thanks. Good morning.
Yeah, it's good morning for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. here is a situation now where the whole world, and I'm kind of disappointed in the Patriot community, because we know government lies to us. We know the people that are running the show called the United States of America are lying day in and day out. Why would they all of a sudden start telling the truth about a flu pandemic? Do you want to rhetorically answer that question for us?
Sure. Well, of course, Don. You can never expect them to tell the truth about anything, unfortunately. So whatever they have to say, you have to pay close attention so you can figure out what it is they're going to try to do next, and what is their immediate agenda for whatever information they're providing.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard stories. In fact, I think we should backtrack a little bit. You were on the air with me, and we were talking about the Olympics back in August. If you remember, they started the Olympics on 8/8. And it was just a couple of days before that that Dr. A. Truat came out with a paper about their intention to begin spreading a bird flu pandemic. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is that there were bird flu vaccines being manufactured in China, and afterward, there was a batch of viruses in the vaccines that supposedly were put in there by accident, was the phrase that they used. And what we didn't know then that we know now is that China is actually manufacturing these vaccines for a company that's set up in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they're using this technology, which is lab-created. These are, from what I've been able to glean, these vaccines haven't even been tested. They're basically genetically mapping what these vaccines are doing. Mm-hmm. And it's a combination of, this is the rumor anyway, let's put it this way, the 1918 swine flu that supposedly was taken from cadavers buried in Alaska. Okay, Dr. Rebecca Carley spoke about that today. Now, I've heard that from A. Truat as well. So she, having interviewed him, I'd say a month or so ago, she would have learned that from him. I'm pretty sure that's where she got that information. So she's standing behind what Dr. Ott has said, that they got samples of the cells. Now, I don't know, after, you know, 90 years or maybe 80, 85 years after that event in 1918, if there would be any materials that could be developed in a virus. You know, that may just be a rumor, just to put the fear factor out there a little bit stronger, that, you know, this is the original flu, but now it's a mutation. Mm-hmm. There is some evidence that this is actually something that was contracted at a pig farm in one particular region in Mexico. And it's not the pandemic that they claim it is. And, you know, they say 8 people suffered it from this flu in New York, but they don't tell us when. They make it sound like it just happened, you know. But this supposedly happened back at March 23rd. So they waited a whole month to tell us about this pandemic? Stop and think about that first. Mm-hmm. And then ask yourself, when they say, well, these people are getting better because it was discovered that they got a mild form of the disease. Now, what is the... I don't know. What's the strong form, you know?
What's the reference point?
Yeah. How does the media come out with this and then make this kind of disclaimer at the end of the commercial? I heard that on the radio, that they got a mild form of the disease and they're doing much better. Now, they're putting this panic into this whole idea of a pandemic, and then they're telling you, on the other hand, that they're fine. And supposedly there's cases in Kansas, one or two cases, in California, in Texas, and, you know, it's always the same stories. They always lie to us. Why should we believe them now?
Well, with their reputation, Don, believing them anytime is a major error on our part. What's interesting is swine flu. So if it's a swine flu, a virus that affects pigs, then how is it we're getting it? Because it doesn't work that way in nature. Same with the bird flu. If it's a flu that is affecting birds, then what's it got to do with us? Nothing. And so that sets up the big question mark right there. What's going on here? Since when are these diseases crossing over and now impacting humans? It doesn't happen in nature, as far as we know, never has. And now with modern technology, with genetics and these bio labs, well, they're making it happen.
Yeah. Now, they don't tell us if these kids got injected, you know, a vaccine before they went to Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know, look, folks, we know you're going to Mexico to have a good time, but it's dangerous there. You know, you can't drink the water, so you better get these vaccines.
Right. Very unsanitary. Take these shots.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. and so that's a possibility. I haven't heard that spoken about whatsoever.
Right.
It'd be interesting. And then we don't have names of these people either. Okay? So this is like a Barack Obama story.
Yeah, Don. No question about it. We're witnessing a lot of hype over, like you said, a few cases here, a few cases in that state, six cases in Canada. Okay. Well, I mean, the regular influenza that goes around hits more people than that and could be killing the older folks, but they never really, you know, mention that. But mm-hmm. people are dying all the time just from the flu itself. They're normal flu strains that go around every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that now in Mexico, they claim there were 100, first I heard 137 early this morning, and then late this afternoon, I heard the number 149 quoted. Now, that's after the public health officials made a statement that there, everything was under control. You know, that they're going to start giving these vaccines. Another 12 people died, but that's under control, I guess. See, we don't know the truth behind, if first of all, if these people even exist, let alone do they have names and you know, what are their ages and how would they have contracted this, and show us the proof. You know, this appears to be a big smokescreen for a lot of other things that are going on.
Well, one of the most things that are, you know, very obvious out of all this, if it was really legitimate scare, a potential plague, then my God, why doesn't the government shut the border down?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the first thing anybody with common sense would do if this is all real.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They may leave it open because they want to let these people who came over to take the jobs that Americans won't do. They may let them go back to Mexico because they're out of work now, too. So,
well, that's a fact. But just as far as I understand that point, Don, and that's good news as far as our country goes. Have nothing against anybody just come in our country legally like we would enter your country legally. And as far as employment goes, you know, we're... Our country has to be loyal to Americans and pay an American wage, and that's all there is to that. But if this is supposedly a true potential pandemic type of crisis that the media is, you know, like you said, Don, fear, 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 oh my God, look at this, it's an outbreak, then there would be a logical approach to sealing up the borders so that we're more protected here. We don't want that disease just to casually come into our country and start spreading all over the place. At least no one in the right minds or no one loyal to the American people would allow that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard a number in the States. It's like 62 people have it or something. Now, we have over 300 million. Can you figure out that percentage?
Right, exactly.
I mean,
it's less than the common flu that goes around.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I can think of a lot of diseases that are killing more people than this bird flu.
That's right.
Okay. there's a whole list of them.
That's right. It's true.
Okay, so now the reason I bring this up, and in a moment I want you to mention that document. You mentioned it on another show, and it's quite possible we have some new listeners this evening that didn't get a chance to hear that story. But it matches with some other information that has come out in the last couple of days in this regard, that they're making this claim that this flu moves in 3-month cycles. Now, let's backtrack. This is just discovered, they say. Okay? Although we know they made it in a lab. There's no doubt about it. You and I agree this does not occur naturally in the wild or on farms or that. Now, there can be a disease developed from unsanitary conditions. And that's kind of what the report is, that there may be some people getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that they've talked about this, and they could have set this whole thing up. They could have caused the illness.
Geez, I wonder.
You know, and so it, you know, it could be possible that some people got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And one can say, well, they have a right to privacy, but you know, they don't have a problem airing people's dirty laundry when they feel like doing it.
That's
to serve
right.
their purposes, you know.
That's
so you know, if you're going to say that these people died, or that we have a right to know who these people are, do we not?
Well, I mean,
you know, it's like the 9/11 hijackers. We find 10 of them still alive in the Middle East.
Sure. Without all the details, all stories are very questionable unless you have all the details.
You know, so we have to take it as more propaganda is what I'm getting at. Disinformation to create fear and
mm-hmm.
and steer people into a state of panic so that they can. They can sell these 300 million vaccines that they had made. Before the pandemic started, they had these vaccines made.
Yeah, it's contended and probably very true that the disease, those pandemics in the past, really spread around from the inoculations themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, based on all that I know at this point in time, that's probably very true. And I think also, Don, that there's a good chance down in Mexico there was an outbreak of an unusual type of flu, and that won't be a surprise because we know they want a pandemic along with economic crisis and political upheavals, war. They also will utilize disease in order to get their globalist agenda established. And in order to make all this happen, people have to be desperate, in fear, and that way very willing to accept something that under normal circumstances they would never accept, this globalist stuff, for example.
Yeah.
And North American Union, a new currency for Canada, Mexico, and the United States, for example, something very extreme and outrageous, outlandish, that nobody in their right mind would ever even consider. But when you're desperate, starving, and sick, well now, this might sound like a good deal because they're going to promise you jobs and a better health environment and all that ridiculous stuff. And so there might be something to this for sure, that they may have started a little section off in Mexico to get this first stage or phase of a pandemic going. And keep it firmly established in the minds of everybody everywhere that, you know, oh my God, pandemic, it's just a matter of time now, and it's going to be all over the place. So
yeah, you remember when the news came out about Baxter Pharmaceuticals having...
Gotten the bird flu into their products.
Yeah, exactly. You remember that occurred. Now, that could have been the time when these people were actually vaccinated. How would they know that? How would they find that out unless there had been some adverse reaction in somebody who had received the vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, what other means would that have come about that they would know that? And that,
yeah.
Don't tell me they were testing it, because that stuff is sealed for, you know, one-time use.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
Now, they might spot test these and write them off as the cost of doing business, but I doubt it. Michael, we've got a caller.
Oh, great.
Ready to come on board. Greg from Seattle. Greg, are you with us?
Yeah, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I've heard you with like Dr. K and Rick Adams and Michael Herzog, and so I had to tune in the show tonight. I had a couple quick questions, and I was curious about this whole flu deal, and I'll run them by. I've done a lot of research on this, and I was curious if you thought this might be a dry run, a milder version of the flu pandemic, so they can prep the economy or the populace of the United States for Rumsfeld to Tamiflu, all the vials he brought in.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm certain. You know, originally they had made 100 million of these.
Yeah, they brought them in last fall, right?
Yeah.
That's what I had heard.
So we know that this was going on for some time, and we reported this. You know, I don't take the credit for the information, which came from Dr. Ott, Dr. A. True Ott, and I referenced him at the top of the show because this was important, and he came out with a series of videos, which are on YouTube also.
Yeah, I watched all those.
Yeah, and so... And then, you know, my publisher and editor at the Idaho Observer, Ingrid Castle, is the head of Vaccination Liberation Org. And she has consulted with all the experts around the country on these issues, and they're in agreement. They're all in agreement with each other.
To get back to my question, do you think that is a possibility, though, this is going to be a mild restraining, though? Prep everybody so they got to pay for this vaccination and get inoculated, and they can jack up their prices and do whatever they want, or come and pull them out of our homes and put them in FEMA camps and all that stuff.
Well, first of all, we don't know, as Michael and I discussed before you came on the air, we don't know if they're just spouting out numbers like they do the polls. You know, mm-hmm. just say that this many people died and it's enough to get people worried. You see, if it's one person, it's not a big deal. If it's 10 people, you better watch. And then they report all these deaths. Now, why aren't we hearing this when it's happening? Why does it take a month for this information to come out? After all, this was in Mexico, right, that this occurred.
It was kind of interesting. I got a good buddy, and I've called some people around the United States, and a lot of people are sick and never get sick. I never get sick. I never get a call. I got sick by Thursday. And I mean, I'm okay. I'm moving around, but my buddy coaches the high school kids, and he had 7 of the 22 at his practice tonight. He said it's unbelievable. And that's
in
Colorado.
Sick, like symptoms?
Yeah, exactly. And then I have a friend of mine who lives in Missouri, and she said she never gets sick, and she's been sick for 2 weeks. And I never get sick. I'm as healthy as anybody I've ever known, and I got pretty sick for me for the last 4 days. I'm getting a little better now.
Well, you know...
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there that it has come in an anomaly. I've called 3 buddies that never get sick, and this is kind of... And we're all sick.
Yeah, it's happening to a lot of people. You know, let's not forget about chemtrails. Okay, they're constantly spraying the skies, and now they've got everybody's attention, you know, looking at pigs on the ground instead of looking at the skies and the lines that they're painting all over the place. It's quite obvious why people are getting sick. This is a cover story. What are they going to do, give us vaccines for chemtrails? No, they have to invent the swine flu, you see.
Well, the other question I wanted to run by whatever you think of this is now the coffins and the FEMA camps and all that. And how many camps exactly? I've heard one in each state and 2.6 million capacity in Alaska. Maybe you want to fill the viewers in or the listeners, I should say.
Your
knowledge is on how many camps there are or what you know about it, because I would like to know.
Well, you said that there's at least one in every state. That would be at least 50. Try over 800.
Really?
Okay. There's over 800 camps. Now, you know, they'll use the pretext that this is for illegal aliens. You know, wait a minute now. We've been complaining about illegal aliens, and you're building these camps for them? Again, let's remind ourselves that they lie. They lie about everything. Everything. When do you expect and under what conditions does anyone expect them to start telling us the truth about what's going on?
They've never told the truth about anything.
Okay, so they're not telling us the truth about that. They're not telling us the truth about why they've allowed illegal aliens to come into the country. And they're not telling us the truth about this pandemic, the source of it, or the source of the virus, if there actually is a virus. You see, we're too quick to start reacting to what they're doing. And we're not really thinking it through. That's what we're trying to do tonight, Greg. So, I don't even give, you know, I'd like to see them in their camps. You know, they could turn them into country clubs, as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's where they belong. It's kind of interesting that they would build something like that for the people. Who? The people who tell the truth? You know, they definitely have room, maybe, for all the corrupt people that are out there doing their bidding. They could all fit in there very nicely. That's what they want. They want total control. They'll have it. Just keep it inside the barbed wire. They spent our money. You know what? We'll let them have it for free. They can stay in it forever, for eternity.
Can I ask you one other thing? Do you really believe the Georgia Guidestones want to get the population, the world population, to 500 million? Do you think that's their ultimate goal?
Well, the Stones can't do that. The
no,
people.
that's their number one amendment, number one goal on them, from what I've heard.
Yeah, well, it's a symbol, okay? If you want to give it credence and be fearful of it, go ahead. I liked what the Vandals did. They went there and spray painted over them.
No, I didn't hear that. That's funny.
Yeah, it is. And they used some vulgarities, but heck, you know, they told them what they thought. You know,
how
when you talk about...
How long have they been there? I don't know much about them. Can you give me a little background, or the listeners, how long those Guidestones have been there, or who put them up, or who
Well, that's really a topic for another show, Greg.
Okay, I didn't mean to get us offline there.
Don, can I just jump in quick?
Yeah, but I don't want to go into that topic because we've got some other stuff. So
sure, but yeah. can I just say that the message about population reduction is a fact, and all you have to do is observe after they published that amongst their own journals coming out of the United Nations back in the 80s that they have to reduce the world population. What did they start to do? Well, they started to force themselves upon third world countries in the East, in the Middle East, and in the East, and under the guise in Africa, under the guise of helping the poor people and giving them shots, they were sterilizing the women, which is one of their techniques to ensure that the population reduction agenda is commenced. And so now at this point, no question about it, with their hostilities they display towards all people around the world, they have only one intention, and that is to get rid of most of us.
Yeah. Now, they gave a lot of people the AIDS virus, or I should say the HIV.
They had smallpox in 77 or 78 in Africa, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, they gave it to them through a vaccine. Now, would you, you know, they don't have a cure for that disease. How could they give them a vaccine with it, you see? Well, it was under the pretext of being something else. That's what it was. And let's not beat around the bush. That's exactly what they did.
Sure.
And well, others have written about that.
All you have to do is go around. I've done this in the last year. I asked many, many heterosexual friends of mine, how many people you've ever known have died of AIDS? Remember when they tried to give us that scare 20 years ago, be really careful in public, in private, when you're having intercourse and blah, blah, blah. Well, how many people do you know that are heterosexual died of AIDS? I don't know any, and I have a lot of friends, and I have a lot of friends I've asked, and, you know, they said, well, I've known a few gay people that know heterosexual. It's kind of interesting that heterosexual whites don't die from that disease. And we were informed. Am I not right, Don? Were we not informed or warned or tried to be scared of this 20 years ago that we'd be dropping like flies?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I know some people...
How many heterosexual friends of yours do you know have died of AIDS?
I can't think of one.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had this theory for a while. I've asked a lot of people, and they can't name one. But who does it earmark? I mean, what is it? Women 18 to 29 in Africa, 60% of them have HIV or AIDS? I mean, it's really, really a sad, sickening thing. I mean, I work with minorities here in Seattle, and to me, it's just an obvious fact. It was engineered, whether it was in Fort Detrick or whatever. I don't know. You guys know more than I, but... I think it's
very specific. What, if you don't mind, Greg, what kind of work do you do?
Well, I've coached high school basketball here in the inner city forever.
Okay. Well, that's as good as anything else. Are you finding that there's a a consciousness about these issues amongst the people that you're working with? Are they aware of these issues that we're talking about? Hello? Well, Michael, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I guess we lost Greg there for a second.
But his contention is, I think, accurate, Don, that just you can tell the way that all the media is hyping and covering this. They're all playing the same, excuse me, they're all playing from the same playbook, how they're hyping it up, and it's clearly one of the early stages or phases of a type of pandemic crisis that they want all of us to get caught up in. And so we just have to make sure we're two steps ahead of them. And if everybody stays nice and healthy, it's a great point, Greg, about the fact that heterosexuals just aren't succumbing to AIDS. And is it due to that we're not exposing ourselves to such unsanitary habits and environments as homosexuals are? I think that has a lot to do with it, because in Africa it's very unsanitary everywhere, and for the most part everywhere, and therefore it makes it easy for pathogens to get around. And so I think I think that's an accurate perception. But as far as where we are and what they're trying to do to us, if we all continue to stay healthy, so that this pandemic that they love to have happen for multiple reasons, make a lot of money off us and all that, sure. But ultimately, to make sure we're all very sick, the bottom line, they want martial law. The communists that run our government want martial law. Excuse me, Don?
I was saying, there you go.
You got it.
That's it.
They're coming after the Americans because, sure enough, we're free. And when Faggot Bush told us that, they hate us because we're free, and whoever else used to say that to us, they're referring to themselves, not to foreigners in another country.
Mm-hmm.
It's communist.
Which Bush were you referring to?
I'm sorry, that's right. They're both faggots, that's true. Junior. Faggot Junior.
Okay.
And they hate us with such animosity, they have to hold it back when they're on camera. But nonetheless.
Well, let me insert one more thing. We have Greg back with us in a second here, if I may. I'm looking at what they're trying to do, and somebody would say, well, why are they doing this? Well, they want complete control. They want to make a lot of money. This is something like $1.5 billion, at least, if not more. There's probably administrative costs that go along with it, just the manufacture of the vaccine and the syringes and all of this stuff is at least $1.5 billion.
Sure.
And then quite possibly, as I said, more. Okay.
Oh yeah. Globally.
Now, this is all a smokescreen. And it could be used simultaneously, as you pointed out, Michael, as a pretext for declaring martial law. I would also say that this is a smokescreen so that we don't see what's going on with the money, because there are big problems. There are huge problems.
Absolutely.
Internationally right now.
Very convenient that the news is really hyping all this down, and absolutely, you're right. I'm glad you covered that one, because what they're doing is simply masking a major crisis going on, and they don't want people to constantly be thinking about how bad economically things are for themselves. And so here's a great distraction, a diversion, to keep our minds away from the realization, like, my God, I'm going to be broke. I'm going to lose my job if I just already didn't lose it, and I don't see where I'm going to replace it with another decent-paying job, and the inflation of the dollar's going sky high. Everything's becoming more and more expensive, and this is a real serious crisis, this economic crisis that they've plunged us into by design. So, right, This is a perfect distraction and a diversion, but nonetheless, it's a diversion towards more fear mm-hmm. and panic as, oh my God, now I'm going to get sick or my family members are going to get terribly sick and there's no cure. And so it's a great way to divert us away from another crisis into a new one they're trying to create. And it all allows a major fear factor to develop, which they would love to have, because ultimately they want control, Don, like you said. And
yeah.
It's martial law that they want to confiscate our guns. They want to shut us down totally. They need a form of a crisis where they can justify to us why the troops are marching down the streets and with martial law and confiscating all our guns. However they get to that end result, it doesn't matter to them whether it's totally from an economic crisis or totally from a quote-unquote terrorist attack
mm-hmm.
or if it's from some kind of pandemic. But how about all three? That's a perfect storm waiting to happen where the overall effects would be so heavy-duty, monstrous, severe that it might just give them the crisis that they want to justify to us why foreign troops are rolling down the streets.
Okay, now I'm going to make one more point here, and we're going to bring Greg on. Well said, by the way. Do you recall the week we did a series of shows? In fact, you were on one of those shows with me and Dr. K, where we alerted the public to the fact that there was a plan to nuke 7 U.S. cities.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
remember that, okay?
Around Christmas time.
Yeah, we knew 6 of them for sure, and the 7th one we speculated was San Francisco, and that turned out to be right also. And the broadcasts we did were responsible for causing this event to be canceled. Okay?
It's a beautiful thing.
And there are some good people out there that that work in the government that helped put a stop to it. Now,
thank you.
Now, I've been reporting the finances, and I've been talking quite a bit about China, haven't I, over the past mm-hmm. 2 years. 3 years, actually.
Sure.
Okay. China was... let's say they were shipping a nuke to the United States on a freighter or a cargo ship, and the Russian Navy sunk the ship. They had gotten wind that this was occurring, and they weren't going to allow it to happen. You didn't hear a lick about that in the news, and yet this occurred March 20th. March 20th. Now, that's when the news came out. It could have been the 19th of March, but you didn't hear anything about that. But this was an actual event, and it was published on several other websites. The Daily Paul had the same story up there on March 23rd. And that came to my attention, I think, via one of our listeners. That's another coincidence that news came out on the 23rd, and supposedly these kids in Mexico came down with the swine flu on the 23rd. Interesting, isn't it? And the financial corruption is going on still. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Greg.
You can count on that.
Greg from Seattle, welcome back. We lost you there. Was it a pizza delivery or?
Yeah, I think it just had a bad connection, so it petered out on me. But I kept listening. You guys got some good stuff going there. What do you guys think will happen here? I'm looking at the Second Amendment with 4.2 billion guns sold over the last 3 months and 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition in 1 month sold. I mean, they can bring their troops down the street, but I lived in Texas for a while. I'm a Seattle guy most all my life, and I don't think that those guys are going to hand their guns over to them. So we could have a pretty messy. What do you foresee a scenario like that in the next year or two, 2 months, whenever it might happen? What do you think would happen in that scenario? They're going to ask these guys back for their guns. I don't think they're going to hand them over.
Well, I don't think they will, but I'm certainly not going to make predictions as to whether or not there's going to be violence. I wouldn't promote violence, and I wouldn't want anything I said to cause anyone to think that I do, okay? I tend to think that something supernatural can occur because we're dealing in spiritual warfare here. And there's been enough murder and killing of people. Now, I understand that people have to defend themselves, and I'm not saying anyone shouldn't defend themselves. That's a right we have in our Constitution. And for that to be stomped on under the pretext of, an emergency of some sort that's totally fabricated to hide corruption that's going on, I think that's the issue. I prefer to stay focused on what the real issue is here, because everything else is just a smokescreen,
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Well, I would just like to also comment that, yes, no question about it, they want our guns because that's what's preventing foreigners, communists, to take us over. And it's well-known established fact. And as a vegetarian, it doesn't harm a fly. I'll have some shotguns laying around, you betcha, only for the defense of my property and my country from any tyranny or foreign invasion. It's our duty. And so you always want to make sure you can defend yourself and be prepared for anything that could be, the worst nightmare where you have to use such weaponry to defend your life or your property. Now, my contention from all of my observations of what I know at this point is that they're going to push us and push us and push us until we have no choice but to retaliate in a violent way, because it's just going to come to that. They're obviously, with the Codex Alimentarius, trying to take away all of our health supplements and health foods, as well as restrict dosages of like vitamin C and other nutrients that are very powerful in a healthy way in large doses. And so we know through that, and also with the Codex, that they're trying to alter the term organic. So when you see something that says organic, it doesn't mean what it means now. It could mean that it's just a regular commercially grown food and it's not organic anymore, but they'll still term that. And lastly, there's obvious intentions that they want to prevent us from even growing our own food. Now, dear God of heaven, what more proof do we need that we have an enemy that wants to make sure we're not healthy and we can't even eat, that we're starving? And the only stuff that we will be able to eat is their crap made in a laboratory and packaged in nice plastic. So it's all coming to that sooner or later. And if we are able to get organized and stand firmly and soundly together as a country and stop them from implementing any further plans along these lines, then we could do it peacefully. But if we don't, then the day's going to come when they knock on my door and say, we're going to arrest you because you got a guard in your backyard. And I'm going to say, well, we got a problem here because I'm not going to be arrested. You're not going to stop me from eating and my family's from eating healthy food so we can stay healthy. So it's obvious as all could be, that's where we're heading, sooner or later. And unless the American people, through great shows like Don's and all these others out there, these patriot talk shows, where enough Americans get educated quickly, we get organized, we regain control in our political affairs at the local, state, and federal levels, so we take our government back away from these foreigners that are communists, and we do it peacefully. Otherwise, unfortunately, George Washington seen it all at Valley Forge, and we're heading for a rough transition.
Yep, yeah, no you doubt.
You mentioned what Monsanto wants to do with the corn.
Right, and corn, soy, rice, potatoes. If they have their way, they'll do it to every single crop we have. And we have to kick them out of our country just like the French did and most of the Europeans. We have to let Monsanto know, you're not welcome here. And the government that's given them these patents and for a seed, it's ridiculous. And giving them the legislative authority to say that you know, these people are growing our seed. They got their crops got cross-contaminated by our strain, and now they're growing our strain, and they have to pay us for it or they have to rip it out. That's outrageous that our government is giving Monsanto that kind of protection.
Well, this is all treason, so, you know, their laws don't mean anything in that sense. You know, really. That's how I feel.
But they're trying to make it stick here in Canada.
Yeah, that's
true.
Did you
touch on any type of cure or remedy alternative for being inoculated for this? Or
absolutely.
I might have missed that. But.
That's the beauty of it, Greg. There is at least... there might be multiple sources, but from my experience, and I'm not bragging or anything, even though it may sound like I am, and forgive me if it does sound that way, but my infection killer is the most superior product I have seen so far. And a lot of my clients all around the country that have used all kinds of products for various infections will all say the same thing, that when they got their hands on my infection killer, they never seen anything so effective, fast-acting, not weeks or months, but minutes, hours, and just a few days before you're getting great results of being almost 100% from a serious, serious infection where you were laid up just prior. And so, yes, absolutely, there's a way. And, of course, diet is everything. So your immune system is very strong and resilient to being infected because we're bombarded. Don said chemtrails, it's everywhere, air, food, water. We're being bombarded in our environment and being exposed to all kinds of potential health dangers. And the first order protection is diet. If the body system is clean, literally clean, where cleanliness is next to godliness, as the old saying goes, the body's very powerful, it's very resilient, it's difficult to get infected. But if an infection were to establish itself, my infection killer, I guarantee we'll clean it up fast.
So where do you get this? I mean, do you guys have a link on your site and all that?
Yeah, if you go to my website, Greg, directlightproductions.com, and click on sponsors, you'll see Michael Anthony's name there. Click on his name, and it'll pull up a page. We're going to actually update that page soon, aren't we, Michael?
Yes, sir, Dunnan. Yes, and Greg, I thank Don for posting that because, forgive me, I don't even have a website. I'm not a businessman. I didn't develop these formulas because I'm like, I'm going to get rich. No, these formulas came about in an entirely different way, which was strictly altruistic. And I once I realized how great they were, then I knew that everybody needed them so they could stay nice and healthy, as well as their animals, because it works great on animals, too. And so it's Don promoted me on his website. That's where you'll find out my line of products and how to get a hold of me. And so I apologize for seeming to not have convenient for people to discover my products or to contact me. But on Don's site, you'll get all that information.
Yep. And I've heard nothing but good things about all his stuff, so it's worth a look. Anyway, and Michael will talk to you also. He'll consult.
Absolutely, sure will. And I know it's a bold, you know, hard-to-believe statement, but it's all true. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. The good Lord knows that. I guarantee all of my formulas, and if they're not working quick, which is rare, and it only means one thing. It means a little preparatory action, and I set everybody up with that before they use my formulas, because all that's required for fast activity with my formulas is a strong digestion. And once in a while, even in my family, I remember years ago, one of my brothers, Mike, I've been eating that infection killer like candy and still not getting anywhere. And I'm like, oh, okay, now it's my infection killer not working as good anymore. But rather, it was his digestion not working as well. So I had him do some preparatory action and then get right back on the infection killer. I spoke with him about 3 days later. He was sounded 100%. And that's how it is every single time with everybody that are not experiencing fast results, or then they slip slide. Like just recently, locally, with a friend, an old friend, that had serious Lyme, and it was apparently killing her slowly. And with the infection killer, just within hours, she couldn't get over how great she was doing. And then 2 days later, she acknowledged that she was near perfect, and she was so happy thanking me. But then about 4 days later, she called me and said, I don't know what's going on. All the symptoms are coming back. I feel terrible. And maybe it's due to the day I had with all the stress. And I assured her, I said, that's okay. All that tells me is that it wasn't all wiped out yet. And you've got pockets. I started around the preparatory action again, which she was already familiar with. So do this preparatory action, then get back on my infection killer and watch what happens. I spoke with her about 2-3 days afterwards, and she said she was back to feeling great. She did the preparatory action, got back on the infection killer. All the symptoms are gone again. She was doing great. And that's all it will take for those kind of cases where the results aren't really fast, or they start, the symptoms start to reappear. Just means that the infection is well established. You need a little more preparatory activity in order for the infection killer to thoroughly wipe it all out, and it will.
Okay, does that answer your question? Greg?
Yeah.
I was going to direct you to my site. So, did that answer your question somewhat?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go to my website, Direct Light Productions, with an S on the end, .com,
okay.
And click on sponsors, and you'll see Michael Anthony there, and it'll take you to a page, and his contact information is there also.
Okay.
Well,
last thing I want to say was, Don, I really appreciated all your Obama stuff and the Three Stooges go to Washington and all that. Very entertaining. A lot of work I know went in, but I have to give you a high marks on that.
Well, since you mentioned that, that's actually where we're going to go with our last segment of the show before I cut you off here.
okay, great. I'll listen on the radio.
Did you get to look at the pictures? Did you see that article?
I've listened to you on a lot of different stations, and so I've read a lot of it actually in print too online. But everything you're saying. I think Obama's a farce. So.
On my website, I encourage you. It sounds like you haven't seen the pictures.
I don't think I have.
Okay, you'll click on articles at the top of any page, and that'll take you to an index. You'll see the top article that's there, the Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 6. Click on that. And I'll be interested.
Yeah.
Call back later on in the week. Tell me what you think of that information. I'd be interested.
Okay, my man. Thanks for talking.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Okay, you guys take care.
All right, you too.
Take care now, Greg.
Well, there you go. Yeah, this is a lot of the stuff that they talk about on the Patriot networks, too, isn't it, Michael?
Yes, sir, Don. Well, these are the most critical topics that all Americans have to be discussing throughout the week.
Really? Yeah.
You know, we're dealing with the survival of our country here, let alone us as Americans. I don't want to be known as the last of the Americans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they'll make a movie of that in 100 years, won't they?
Yeah, I was always tempted to write a book for that called The Last of the Americans, you know. but we will be the American generation that's going to hold the ground down for this country's foundation to ensure that it has a future. That's mm-hmm. why we're here. We are that generation that's going to uphold what all the previous generations did already. The future survival of this country as an independent, free country where we have individual liberties and rights and freedoms greater than any country ever had. It's on our shoulders to keep that going, and that's why we're here, to ensure that we do that for their sake in the past, so we're worthy to have what we have now because of all they sacrificed, as well as the good Lord that had sponsored the birth of this country, and this good Lord does not want to see our country go down, and so we're on the right side here. We have the right forces to prevail, and these dark forces are nothing in comparison, nothing. They need the fear tactics and the mind control with the dumbing down of useless information and keeping people away from the truth, whatever the topic may be. That's their only technique to overcome us. And that's nothing. And all we have to do is do what we're doing, keep on doing it, and we will prevail.
Now, Greg brought up these articles, and that's great that he's read them, so he knows the information. I don't know if you got a chance to look at the latest version, but I wanted to talk about this for a few minutes because the nature of my research has been to expose the lies, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. There's a reason why people treat others the way they do, and I was interested in finding out who they actually were. And it was in the process of as you know, doing that research, that certain types of awareness came to me that probably should have been there anyway, with anyone, but because I was doing this research, really, really looking under every rock and crevice, I began to think that there was something else that was going to reveal itself to me. And, let's take these political figures and the genealogy research that I did. I got to thinking about, well, there are no documents. I mean, if the documents existed, they would be there and everything would be over. So why wouldn't someone show documents? Well, it's going to be proven that they're phony. In fact, the ones we've seen are phony. So if they're phony, then everything has to be phony, including the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you can't prove that you were born in Hawaii, and Obama knows he can't, and hasn't been able to. He knows he hasn't. So I'm presuming still that that he thinks, well, now he's president, so everything's hunky-dory.
Sure,
nobody can do anything about
problem.
It. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I'm not buying that, okay? And
that's
a lot of other people aren't buying that, right?
That's a fact.
You're one also. So I got to thinking about the photographs, that these are purported to represent what's in the phony documents. So if the documents are phony and the autobiography is phony, and what I found in my research disproves both the documents and the autobiography, and a lot of other stuff that I didn't even expect to find, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's coming up in the next one. There'll probably just be one more piece, but it'll be the final nail in the coffin, if you want to call it that. Because what is going on here is a travesty, not just to this country, but to the whole world. And the truth has to come out. So I published the pictures, I've also had two experts look at them, and I'm waiting for some documentation to add to the article. These gentlemen took time to look at these photographs, and they're in agreement with me.
Yes, Don. Well, from all the previous Three Stooges articles, I mean, the research is incredible, and you've definitely blown the lid off the pack of lies that they're feeding us just on this guy, Obama's background. And no question about it, everything's a big lie. We know from experience that anytime their lips are moving, when it comes to politicians, unfortunately, we know they're lying. And that's just a sad fact of how it is today. And those people that aren't up to speed on that yet and don't believe that, well, they're just being naive. Do your homework. Study these clowns in Washington, D.C. or locally, and you'll observe that they never tell you the real truth. They never do. And so, Don, your exposure on all that is impeccable, and it is disgusting. We've got a foreigner as a president. That's a fact. And I will never accept him as my president. I will never follow any of his demands upon the American people.
Mm-hmm.
He's not my president, never will be. And to the end of his administration, I'll accuse him of being a usurper, an illegal alien, and definitely not a legitimate president. And he should be in jail or even a more severe penalty for such such an incredible criminal act that he's pulled off here.
Mm-hmm. Now, while Greg came on the air, I got an email from Dr. Orly Tate. And this is kind of interesting because this is what she wrote. In the attachment, now she sends an attachment, which I haven't read yet, is a letter from the Supreme Court verifying that I am licensed as an attorney with the Supreme Court of the United States, the highest court in the land. This is appalling that Obama thugs keep attacking me personally, including postings on the blogs describing me as a prostitute just to hurt my children and my family, even though I am a married woman, mother to three sons, a licensed doctor, and esquire, with a record of being a devoted member of the community and a PTA volunteer for over 10 years, a former board member of the South Orange County School for the Arts at Dana Point, and a former vice president of my community homeowners association. Obama and his thugs need to address the real problems, massive fraud and obfuscation of records perpetrated by him, as well as expert opinions of forgery in his documents, perjury, numerous social security numbers attached to hundreds of his addresses, and 130 current job positions that were uncovered in reputable national databases. She's referring to a lot of her own investigation and to some of my research as well. Mm-hmm. Each and every member of our law enforcement and judiciary has a duty to uphold our Constitution and investigate and prosecute these suspected crimes. Sincerely, Orly Tate. Now,
you know, Don, I want to just say thank you, Dr. Tate, for all that you've done already for us. I've heard her on The Sting of Sting a couple times at least, as well as other shows. Don, I don't know if she's been a guest on your show or not, but I admire that lady and keeps remaining courageous, Dr. Tate, because when they attack you the way they do in such a vain personal way with all these phony accusations and lies about your personal life, sure, they have nothing else to go after. So they have to fabricate all that and just realize how hilarious it is coming from a bunch of homosexual lesbians or queers that are accusing you of all that nonsense, where you have demonstrated a very impeccable background and intent on what you're trying to achieve here by forcing the Supreme Court to pursue opening up the case against Obama being an unnatural American, and he's president, and not a natural born American. And so I really want to thank her and commend her and continue to remain strong. May the good Lord bless her and her family always, and may all her enemies feel 1,000 times more what they try to thrust upon her with their attacks.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Tate includes something else, which I'm going to read here quickly here. And then I see something else. Dr. Orly Tate, this is a quote in one of these blog sites, okay? Dr. Orly Tate, a woman holding herself out as a lawyer, has managed to leverage the far right's distaste for President Obama into a number of conspiracy theories, a few scurrilous lawsuits, and 15 minutes of fame, billing herself as the defender of obscure constitutional phraseology and apparently the Republic itself. But Dr. Tate may be the only ineligible player in her little farce. Although Tate is a member of the California Bar, she's not listed as a member of the American Bar Association. Check for yourself. There's links under some of these words. Nor is her law school, William Howard Taft University, accredited by the ABA, that's the American Bar Association, because Taft is a distance learning school only. Tate's degree entitles her at most to practice in California, as her school candidly admits. Okay, now, there's a response from DV Kid about that, and she mm-hmm. encourages Dr. Tate. Drawing flack means you're getting to them. They're so stupid, they don't even know our legal form of government. DV. Okay? And underneath all of this is Supreme Court of the United States, Office of the Clerk, Washington, D.C., 20543. And it's got Dr. Tate's information here, and it says, "To Orly Tates, I am pleased to notify you on behalf of the Chief Justice and Associate Justices, that the motion for your admission to practice has been granted and that you are now a member of the Bar of the Court and an officer of the Court. Your admission is effective January 12, 2009, and a certificate of admission will be mailed to you in approximately 6 weeks. As a member of the bar, you are eligible to sit in a reversed section of the courtroom. To attend an oral argument, members must register at the bar registration desk located near the John Marshall statue in the lower Great Hall, ground level. The hours of the registration desk are from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. until court adjourns. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. Your membership entitles you use of the public areas of the extensive law library located on the third floor. The telephone number for the library is 202-479-3173. For further information on the court, please visit the Supreme Court website, www.supremecourtus.gov. If my office can assist you in any way, we will be glad to do so. I extend to you a warm welcome as a member of the bar and an officer of the court. William K. Souter, clerk."
Case closed. Thank you, DV Kid.
Okay.
And there's another lady that I just love. God bless her and Dr. Tate. These ladies are just shining examples of what American women are all about. And they have a lot of courage and the intelligence to know how to handle these deviants in our government. And I just admire them tremendously, Don. That's great. And the bottom line is, hey, all Dr. Tate is saying is, I'm questioning this guy's legitimacy as president. Let's see you take the proper action and open up this guy's case and tell us whether or not he really was born in the United States. That's all we want to know. Hey, Obama, it's very simple. Just show us. Show us we're a bunch of idiots. Show us that we're all a bunch of racists going after you just because you're a black man. Show us that you're really an American. That's all. Close the case. It's very simple.
Well, I don't even think he's black, to tell you the truth.
No, this guy is a mystery all the way across the board, Don, and I wouldn't.
Yes. Canadachi site, folks. Go to educate-yourself.org and look for the article, "Barack and Michelle Reveal Reptilian Baggage at London Airport." Or go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Go to Breaking Stories. Look for Barack and Michelle Reveal Reptilian Baggage. Click on that button, and it'll take you right to Ken's site. you've got to see the pictures that are there. Photographs are very interesting in proving these things. And,
yes,
and they're not photographs that we took. We're looking at the ones that they put out there thinking that we were all brainwashed. They made a grave miscalculation.
Yeah, they thought we were all stupid. They sure did. That's it's good to be underestimated. That's the best way to always be when it comes to having an enemy. Let them always underestimate you. That's the best position to be in. And but nonetheless, he's a mystery man. I question everything about this guy. He's a prefab package all the way, more so than the Clintons were, more so than GW. GW was a blatant faggot. They had a break, and DB Kid, I think it was DB Kid that exposed a lot of that. They had to break his mannerisms of being a femme with a limp wrist and all that. It took him a long time, and actually, they never totally broke him. He got sloppy into his 8 years of an administration. He got so comfortable that his real self, his real nature, started to emerge a lot, and it was obvious this guy, he's a prefab package. He's not even a straight guy at all with a family. He's a blatant homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama is more prefab than any of them. He is truly a mystery man.
See, now we're experiencing more of the same lying, okay? More of the same lies. And it makes Larry St. Clair, Larry Sinclair look like a saint. it really does. And he's telling the truth.
Yes, he is.
You know,
thank you for that, Larry.
You know, Larry Sinclair has his own blog spot, and he's putting up some hard-hitting pieces. He just wants to hear the truth. And, of course, you know, he's not going to get it, but it's given him the opportunity to reveal a lot of information. And it actually fills in a lot of the missing information from the autobiographies, you know. It does.
Those fantastic detailed autobiographies.
Yes. And you know, we've had David Hawkins and Field McConnell on. In fact, they're going to be on again in May a couple of times, disclosing a lot of the information behind these Tontine contracts orchestrated by Siddeley Austin. And again, the Obamas are associated with that. They're associated with the Weather Underground, Acorn.
Sure.
All of these corrupt organizations are affiliated. And we know that. We have to assume that this research from David Hawkins is accurate, and Field McConnell. They've tracked the plane crashes, and I'm, you know, even 9/11, there were at least insurance contracts out on the firemen. And these were secret insurance policies, we'll say, that they were probably unaware of. And
right.
And so they cleaned up, you know, who knows how many people died on 9/11. And
yes.
Those, it's very likely, just like the soldiers, have secret policies on them also.
Yes.
Walter Burian revealed that on a show this past month. So the corruption is there, and that's what Dr. Tates is talking about here. And this is someone else. You know, she's doing her own thing. I didn't tell her to do what she's doing. I am supportive of what she is doing, in the sense that it should reveal the truth in an official way in a court of law. But we know from our research, many of us, and I have to take my hat off to the people that are doing the background investigations for her. They're coming up with similar information to what I found. And so I know that my research has been honored to an extent, because they know if I can find that information, they can too. In fact, they probably have more wherewithal than I do. Nonetheless, I found what I needed to find. You know, the Lord directed me in that direct path.
That's how it works. You know, we all have our own little angles of disclosing the truth, and then as we all observe our efforts and research and work and information, it all substantiates each other, and that's how truth operates. It will always continue to reaffirm itself, and that's how truth continues to prevail. No matter how many lies are thrown at it, nothing can destroy it or keep it down. It will always reemerge and establish itself, because it's God. God is truth, and you can't stop it. And so I commend everybody, you and everyone else, that are constantly pursuing the truth to uncover the real facts and get it out to the public, so that we all can realize how much of a big lie everything really is coming out of our mainstream media and our government representatives, as well as all the big corporations. Everything is a big lie. And the sooner we realize that, the faster we can get our country back.
Yep, and we always ask people to use discernment. And try to try to get out of this belief system. This is spiritual warfare. Michael, we're out of time. I want to thank you for being on the show and look forward to your next visit.
I thank you. And let me just say real quick, getting back to the beginning of the show, you mentioned my IBM background.
We were going to talk about that.
The document. So anyway, yes, I did have it. I do have a document from upper level European IBM management about a pandemic with a 12-week hit and coming in three phases. It'll be 12-week intervals. And so, yes, that's at least 4 years old, that document, at least 4 years old. So what does that tell you? It's all prefabbed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, whether that's actually going to happen or they just put that out there just to see what...
Well, this is a document intended only for upper-level management, not for the employees.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't meant for anybody else to see.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I won't ask you to reveal your source. Let's assume that it just came via divine providence. How's that?
Well, of course, as you know, I have many friends in IBM still.
Okay. Well, Michael, thank you for being on the show, and I encourage people to go to my sponsors page at directlightproductions.com. Check out Michael's private stock, and his contact information is there on the page. If you look, it's not too hard to find.
And
Michael,
Don,
you have a good night.
You too, Don. And may I just say real quick, 845-231-1094. For all of you that don't have access to Don's website, you can just feel free to give me a call. Don, always a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me back on.
Okay, my pleasure, and you have a good evening. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our special guest, Michael Anthony. Join me tomorrow night. Got a great show lined up. Talk show host Rick Adams will be on, and we're going to be talking about some of the topics more from a patriot standpoint. He is known as the Paul Revere of radio, and he's going to be riding his horse in. I don't know if it's a white horse or not, but anyway, Rick Adams will be on tomorrow evening. It's going to be a really exciting show. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Also to Greg out there in Seattle, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.